Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Donkey. Come on, donkey. Well, sure, he won't come if you call him a donkey. He's a burl.
A burl?
Sure, look at the sign.
I still think he looks like a donkey.
I think they call donkeys burls when they're little.
Yeah, when they're grown up, they call them donkeys.
No, I think they call them donkeys when they're teenagers, and then they call them mules.
Come on, boy. Here, boy. Here, fella. Here, fella. Come on, boy. Here, boy. Here, fella. Here, fella. Hi, boy.
Hi, fella.
Boy, you're a cute little fella. Wouldn't it be neat if we could buy him?
Yeah, but who's got $30?
Yeah, and if any kid ever saved up $30, his parents would take it away from him.
We wouldn't need $30. We could buy him together, and that way it'd only be $10 apiece.
Yeah, and if we got him, we could hitch him to a wagon and go around selling rides and make all the money back.
Yeah, let's go home and ask our parents.
Okay, let's go.
Goodbye, fella, and don't let anybody else buy until we get back. Dad, can I see you? I gotta talk to you right away. Mom! Hey, Mom! Mom, I gotta see you about something right away. Hey, Dad, guess what? Hi, Wally.
Mom?
Yeah, well, Beaver, hold on there. Take it easy.
Hey, Dad, do you want me to give him a squirt of this to calm him down?
Beaver, now what's this all about?
Can I buy a burl? Can I, huh?
A burl? Why, Beaver? I thought you'd at least seen some guy jump off a building or something.
Please, Dad, Mom. Can I buy it? Can I buy it, huh?
Look, Beaver, why don't we go inside and see if we can't find out what's going on?
Sure, Beaver. If you're gonna act like a nutty little kid, at least do it in a house where the neighbors can't see you.
Wally, you know, I think you might be more useful if you just stayed out here and sprayed the plants.
Yeah.
Now then, Beaver. What's all this about wanting to buy a burl?
Well, it's real cute, and it's for sale for $30, and I could use the money Uncle Billy sent me.
Beaver, please, come on, slow down a minute.
Well, okay, Mom, but you see, we just don't want anybody to buy him first.
We?
Yeah, me and Richard are going to buy him together, and Gilbert, too. And you see, we all came home to get permission to see if we could buy him.
You mean you three are going to buy this burl together?
Yeah, Mom, and that way it'll only be $10 apiece. And I got the money, I'll show you.
Wait a minute, wait. Look, Beaver, I can understand you're being all excited about this, but where in the world would we keep a burl?
Well, gee, Dad, he's not very big. Well, maybe a little bit bigger. He doesn't bark or chase cars or meow or any of that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry, son, but I'm afraid it's out of the question.
Aw, gee, Dad.
Hey, Beaver!
That's the guys. Please, Dad.
Hey, Beav, we can buy him.
Yeah, how about you?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm still working on it.
Hurry up, Beav. What are you doing?
Well, I've got the money and everything, but they want to know where we're going to keep him.
At my house. Where do you think?
What are you talking about, Rich? We're going to keep him at my house.
Oh, no, you don't, Gil. I'm the guy who saw the burl first.
Yeah, but I've got a bigger yard.
Like fun you do. Mine's bigger.
You know something?
What?
You kids are pathetic.
Hey, Mom, Dad. We don't have to keep the burl here.
Oh?
Uh-huh. Either Richard or Gilbert are going to keep it over at their house. So can I buy it with the guys? Can I please?
Beaver, are you sure Richard and Gilbert can keep it?
Oh, sure, Mom. They just told me so. Please?
Beaver, let's go!
The guys are waiting.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, Ward, I think it's something you have to decide.
Well, Beaver, if you're sure, we don't have to keep the animal here. After all, it is your money.
Gee, thanks a lot, Dad. You're the neatest father in the whole world.
I can get it.
Oh, boy!
Me!
I'll go up and get my money, and then we'll go buy him.
Boy, you know something, Beaver? Dad's really asking for it this time.
Hey, how come I don't get to hold the rope?
Yeah, all three of us guys own him.
Yeah, I know, but I gotta get used to him. He's gonna stay at my house first.
But after you've had him a week, I get him.
Yeah, and after you've had him a week, I get him back.
Boy, what a dirty gym. You guys are gonna have Peppy all the time, and if I want to see him, I'm gonna have to come clean over to your house.
Well, that's what you get for having parents that hate girls. Come on, Peppy. Richard, come here right this minute. Yeah, Mom?
Look what that animal did to my flowers.
Oh, gee, Mom, are you sure Peppy did that?
Those are not my footprints all over those azalea plants.
Well, I'll tell him never to do it again.
My beautiful flowers ruined. Richard, you get rid of that animal this instant.
Oh, gee, Mom, Peppy didn't mean it. Well, he's new here, and once he gets used to the place...
Oh, no!
Richard!
Well, here you go, Gilbert.
Gee, thanks, Rich. But how come you're giving him to me now?
Well, I got to thinking how selfish I was. You know, wanting him the first week. And since you're my best pal and stuff, I decided you could have him first. Okay?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Except when you ever get the idea of not being selfish, I always seem to get the worst of it.
How can you get the worst of it, Gil? You got Peppy. What more do you want? Isn't that right, Peppy?
Hi, fella. I sure hope you like it here.
Oh, sure he will. Just let him run around and get used to the place.
Okay. How'd your mom like Peppy, Rich?
Well, okay.
Did you show him to her?
Well, sure I showed him to her. Me and Mom were even running with Peppy in the front yard.
Playing, huh?
Well, Peppy was playing. I don't know if my mom was in the game or not.
Gilbert! Gilbert! Gilbert!
I'm sorry, Mom.
You should be. I want that animal out of this yard right now.
Oh, Mom, can't I keep him till tomorrow? He's just getting used to it.
No, right now.
Mrs. Bates, can I help you pick up this stuff?
No, I'll take care of this. You just help Gilbert get that beast out of here.
Well, I guess we'll just have to take him over to your house, Rich.
Well, we can't. My mom's mad at him, too.
Oh, so that's how come you brought him over here.
Yeah, why else?
Well, maybe your mom isn't as mad at him as my mom is.
I think it's about a tie.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Hey, we've got one partner left.
Yeah, Beaver. Well, he deserves to have him a while. Come on, Peppy. Come on, Peppy.
Wally! Hey, Wally!
What's the matter, Beef?
I keep hearing stuff.
You're always hearing stuff in the middle of the night.
No, I think there's something running around out in the backyard. Hey, Wally! There is something down there. It's an awful big something. See?
Boy, Beaver, look at that big dog.
Yeah. I wonder where it came from.
Search me. But maybe we better go down and find out who he belongs to.
Okay.
Hey, you better get your robe.
Why should I put my robe on for a dog?
Thank you.
Beaver, look, that's no dog. That's your burrow.
Peppy.
Hi, Peppy.
Beaver, Mom and Dad said you couldn't keep the burrow here.
How did he get here?
I don't know. Maybe he got tired of Gilbert's and he came over here because he knows I'm one of his owners.
Oh, sure. And he just rode over on the bus, huh? Now, don't be goofy. I'll bet you Richard and Gilbert ditched him here.
Well, why would they do that? They love Peppy, and their mother and father said they could keep him.
Well, sure, they love Peppy, but a burrow's the kind of thing that parents can't love for very long. Well, I guess we better go up and tell Dad that he's here.
I think we better wait till morning. This is the kind of stuff that's better if he's already awake when you're telling him.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little kid. I woke up in the middle of the night and showed Dad my report card. Boy, I sure wished I'd waited till morning.
Well, I'm going to tie Peppy to the tree so he doesn't wander off and get hurt or anything. There you are, fella. Now, don't be afraid. Me and Wally will be right upstairs. And don't make any noise and wake up my mother and father if you know it's good for you.
Honey, have you any idea what that noise is?
No, but there's a light on in the kitchen.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
What are you boys doing outside in the middle of the night?
Oh, nothing. We just thought we kind of heard something.
Like a dog.
Yeah, a dog.
Would that be the dog standing right behind you?
Kathy, meet my father and mother. And when I saw Peppy in the backyard, I was surprised, too.
Well, then it becomes quite evident what happened. Either Richard or Gilbert brought him over here.
Yeah, that's probably what happened, all right.
Well, sure, Beef, like I told you last night. Richard and Gilbert ditched him on you.
Well, there's one way to find out for sure. Phone them.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Dad.
Well?
Right now?
Oh, you finished your breakfast?
Yeah, but I thought I'd let it settle a little.
Oh, I think it's settled enough.
Yes, sir.
And, Beaver, when you find out which one of your friends left the burrow in our yard, tell him he can come right over and take him back.
Hello, Richard. Did you put Peppy in our backyard when we weren't looking? Well, you and Gilbert? Well, what'd you do that for? Oh. Richard's mother wouldn't let him keep Peppy.
Well, you better call Gilbert.
Okay, Dad. My father wants me to call Gilbert. Oh. Gilbert's mother wouldn't let him keep it either.
Let me talk to him.
Okay, Dad.
Hello, Richard. This is Mr. Cleaver. Is your father home? Yes, I would. Hello, Mr. Rickover. Ward Cleaver. Oh, fine. Say, about the burrow the boys bought, it was our understanding that he was either to be kept at your house or at the Bates' house, and I... Well, yes, I realize that, but... Oh. Well, if your wife is hysterical, I guess there's not much we can do about it. Bye. Call Gilbert.
Hey, Dad, you better watch what you say to Gilbert's father. He's a pretty big guy.
Thank you, Walter.
Hello, Gilbert? Yeah, they found it last night.
Hi, Mom. Talk to his father.
He's already on the phone. As soon as Gilbert said, "Is this about the burrow?" his dad grabbed the receiver.
Hello, Mr. Bates? This is Ward Cleaver. Fine. Say, Mr. Bates, about the burrow the boys bought, it was our understanding that he was to be kept either over at Richard's house or at your house, and I... Oh, you've been over all that with Mr. Rickover. Yes, I heard about his wife. Well, Mr. Bates, maybe if we all three got together on this...
Oh, dear!
Ward!
I'll have to call you back, Mr. Bates. Yes, yes, the burrow.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Ford, look, that new trellis you just put up.
Yeah, Daddy must have chewed through the rope.
Poor Pip, he's scared.
All right, Beaver, I'll tend to this. You go round up your two partners, bring them back here, get that animal, and take him back to where you got him.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Wally.
Guess nobody's home.
I told you that. They've moved. The sign says sold.
I thought I meant they sold the burrow.
Oh, what a stoop.
Well, what are we going to do now?
What can we do? We got to take Peppy home.
Yeah, but to whose home?
See you, Beave.
Yeah, so long, Beave.
Wait a minute.
Why are you guys sticking in with me?
Well, you're always saying what a neat father you got.
Yeah, and now here's your chance to prove it. Yeah, I'll see you, Beave.
Well, come on, Peppy. Let's go home and get hollered at.
I see. Uh-huh. Oh, well, he's not very big, sir. Actually, he's pretty small. Yeah, real small. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, what'd the pet shop have to say?
Well, at first he was real nice about it. But then when I told him we were trying to get rid of a burrow, he just started laughing.
June, make note of this. Well, you, Bemis Brothers, Children's Circus, Klondike 52342.
That sounds like your best bet.
Yeah, they have all kinds of ponies for kids to ride on and pull carts and stuff.
Hello, this is Mr. Cleaver. I understand you operate a children's circus. Yeah. Well, fine. Now, we have a burrow that we thought you might be interested in, and... Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to have bothered you. They've given up on burrows. They find that mechanical rides are a lot less trouble. Well, that takes care of the Yellow Pages. Only thing left is the County Pound.
Oh, gee, Dad. You can't call them.
Well, why not? They do a very good job of finding homes for pets.
Yeah, but if they didn't find a home for Peppy...
Gee whiz.
How'd you make out?
How'd I make out?
You know, your father gave you 24 hours to find a home for Peppy.
Oh, yeah. I asked a lot of guys, but I never knew so many kids had creepy parents. Not one guy's parents would let him have a burrow.
Well, I guess that makes your father and me creepy parents, too.
Oh, gee, no, Mom. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, hi, Mom. Boy, I'm sure glad I'm not a burrow. Nobody wants them.
No luck either, huh?
Nah. I even talked to the coach about having a burrow for a mascot. Except we're sort of known as the Mayfield Bulldogs. I thought I just heard the front door open. Oh, it's okay, Mom. He's still tied to the tree.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
You're home a little early.
Well, chalking up to burrow time. And speaking of our friend, did any of you find a home for him?
Not me.
Me neither.
Well... You aren't going to do anything bad with Peppy, are you, Dad?
No, I'm not, Beaver. Because I was able to find a home for Peppy.
Gee, Dad, you did?
Yep. I talked to Norm Marsh down at the office. He phoned his brother-in-law, who has a small farm, and he's going to take Peppy.
Well, that sounds like an ideal place.
Yeah, and now Peppy has something else to play with besides flowers and plants and clothes.
Well, that's why I came home early. He should be coming by to pick Peppy up any time now. Oh, and Beaver, I was able to get $20 for Peppy.
So you can either give Richard and Gilbert back their $10, or you can split it up three ways.
I think I'm going to split it up three ways.
Under the circumstances, I don't blame you.
And if Richard and Gilbert don't like it, you can holler at their fathers again.
Hey, did you get the money deal straightened out with Gilbert and Richard?
Yeah, we divided the $20 up between us.
Who got chipped? You can't divide $20 three ways.
Yeah, it was a mess trying to figure it out, all right. So we each just took $6.
$6? That's only 18. That leaves two over.
I know. That's how come we bought a new baseball bat.
and now all three of you are going to own the bat together, huh?
Yeah.
Well, where's the bat now?
It was Gilbert's turn to play with it first.
Beaver!
Yes, Mom?
Beaver, you know anything about this broken baseball bat I found out in the front lawn?
Coming up next, look for actor Jack Dodson making his first Mayberry appearance. But as insurance agent Ed Jenkins, Dodson made an impression and soon returned with an upgrade to county clerk in a regular role as Howard Sprague. Stay tuned. That's coming up next.